Hey, can you guys find a more interesting subject?
What would you like? Oh, you son of a useless human waste. Share one of the most amazing pictures of Ali Bongo.
No, that's Omar Bongo.
Is it? The caption says Ali Ben.
Oh, is it Ali? Okay, it's Ali Bongo, President Ali Bongo. It's a pretty priceless picture, by the way. I think every president should have a photo like that.
Yeah, I want one.
I want one like that, too.
You go over to the Mike and Molson page now, you can see President Bongo of Gabon.
That is an amazing picture. That's a campaign photo like no one's business.
Right.
Trump's going to steal that idea.
It's like it's straight out of the movie Shaft.
Oh, yeah. See this? I killed it myself with my bare hands. That's awesome.
629-7970 is how you reach us. It's Mike and Molson on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Artofmanliness.com. Pretty cool website.
Okay. I'll have to check it out. I'm not manly enough. Now I am, I guess.
That's right. Offers an interesting idea of 10 people every man should have in his Rolodex.
People should have a Rolodex?
Well, they're using the term Rolodex rather generally there.
Gotcha.
I hope you don't have a Rolodex.
10 people that you need to have on standby, on phone.
On speed dial, whatever you want to call it. And 629-7970 will let you add to this. So that's, you got to know. You got to at least have these numbers at the ready because you just never know.
So this is beside, obviously, like your wife and
Correct.
Your family. This is like... Other
resources.
Business associates or resources.
Yeah,
okay.
Important resources for a man to have.
Travel hotel. Is that on the list?
No.
No?
A travel hotel? What is that?
You have a travel hotel on speed dial? Like a hotel you frequent or something?
No.
No?
No, I don't think that's necessary.
Okay.
But some of these things are interesting. Like, for example, they say, make sure you've got a lawyer.
That's probably good to have.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to get into a legal mess.
Says you may need to have multiple lawyers in your Rolodex, depending on your circumstances. Some have multiple specialties, and some will work for firms. And I just like the idea of saying, I'm calling my lawyer, and being able to have someone to
Actually,
call.
Instead of going through the yellow pages or going on your phone, going, I just got to find one
lawyer,
quick.
Lawyer, somebody,
where's it at?
Jim Ackerman.
Got it.
Even if you don't know several different lawyers, keeping in contact with at least one will still come in handy. They'll probably point you to a vast wealth of resources and or acquaintances for specialized concerns. That's the big one is, do you have a lawyer in your phone right now that you can call if you need to?
I don't have one on my phone, but I have, my dad has like three or four.
Okay.
So if I called my dad, he'd be like, what's the problem? Call this lawyer.
That's true. Yeah,
so I'm one step away from a lawyer.
Okay. I know a bunch.
So you have one.
But I know that I have their phone number in my phone. I should probably do that.
You probably should put them in there, just in case. Doctor on there, probably?
You know, strangely enough, doctor is not on there. 629-7970. Who are the, we'll go through some of these so you get a little better idea as to who.
You got to have a general practitioner on there.
Should be on there, but your doctor is not, and it should be. You're right. You should have access to your doctor. Next on the list, your accountant.
I don't have one of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to the same guy every year at H&R Block to do my taxes, but I don't know if I would say he's my, I don't know if he's my accountant,
right,
per se. He does my taxes, but I don't make enough money to need an accountant.
Well, I don't know that you have to make a lot of money to have an accountant.
Well, why would I pay someone if I don't make that much money?
Well,
the reason to have an accountant is to get through loopholes.
You pay the guy at H&R Block, excuse me. No, that's not the only reason you have an accountant.
That's the only reason you have an accountant, to find loopholes.
So you
can mess with the books.
That's what the guy at H&R Block does.
A year. I don't need to have an accountant on speed dial.
I see. Okay. Well, what if you need to make a decision on something? Should I do this or do that?
I'm not calling my accountant. I go to my wife, go, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
But you need to know the ramifications.
You don't need an accountant.
This says...
They only cook the books.
No, they don't. What?
That's what accountants do. They cook the books for you.
They don't.
They launder your money. You put it in offshore accounts.
Are you sure you know what an accountant
is? I've seen the preview for the Ben Affleck movie. I know what the accountant does.
I saw Wolf of Wall Street.
I know what the accountant does. They cook the books for you.
Okay, I don't think you fully understand what an accountant
is. I took accounting, and that's why I didn't go into it, because I don't want to cook people's books.
629-7970. We're talking about the people that everyone should have in their Rolodex or on speed dial. Men. Hi,
right.
You're on WMAY.
Yeah, madam.
A madam. You need to have a madam at your beck and call.
Just in case. Probably didn't make the list, though.
It says, this is Art of Manliness talking, don't go to H&R Block or some strip mall tax prep service. They'll do the job okay and make sure your returns are on the up and up, but generally they're not going to go to bat for you and think of creative ways to save money on your taxes.
Cook the books.
Cook the books.
They're cooking the books for you. It's what they do.
Wow. You voted for Bernie Sanders, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Hi, you're on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
Hey, guys. Hey, just to answer your question, Mike, about the common hotel.
Yes.
You know, basically, yeah. You would only need that if you're a man whore.
Okay.
I mean, you would really only need that if you were like, you know, you had the accountant on standby. You took your bill, so you would have the cash flow.
To go to the hotel.
Actually get it, yeah. But the other one that I would say is an escort service or a stripper's service.
Okay.
You have a phone number for an escort service in your phone right now?
No.
Would you share it with me if you do? Okay.
He said that's what you need, though.
Oh, you need one.
You never know when you're going to have a bachelor party.
629-7970. We're talking about the 10 people.
I'm 0 for 2 so far.
That should be in your speed dial, in your Rolodex. Well, no, you said you at least have...
I have access to a lawyer.
Peripheral access to a lawyer.
I'm one call away from a lawyer.
Accountants, you believe, are all sham
artists. They're cooking the books.
Yeah. You should have your barber in your Rolodex.
If you
go to a barber.
I have my hairstylist on my speed dial.
Now listen to you, fancy pants. You say you don't have enough money.
Hey, my hair is important to my wife.
You can afford to make yourself look pretty, but you can't afford an accountant.
Well, maybe if I had an accountant to cook the books, I'd be able to have even better hair.
Make it a habit to go to a local barber shop and establish a rapport with a barber who specializes in men's hair. Can help you figure out the style you want and come to know your unique hair over the course of many cuttings.
All right. I go to a hairstylist.
I think I know what you're saying is I've used
barbers
both.
Are fine.
Yeah.
Well, I know barbers. To. If I just need a simple cut, barbers, but sometimes I'm a little fussy with
mm-hmm.
my hair.
Mm-hmm. You look like it.
Oh, well, right now it's a little shaggy. I'm going to get a cut next Monday.
Art of Manliness also recommends that you have a butcher on speed dial.
Boy, that sounds like it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I need one of those now that I have the smoker and I love grilling. I should get a barber on speed dial, or a butcher, I should say, on speed dial.
And it would be something kind of to say is, you know, hey, coming over this weekend for some steaks, let me call my butcher.
Butcher.
Because whenever you put my in front of something...
It makes it sound cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes it sound like you've got. So, hey, I got to call my butcher.
Hey, I know you're having a party. Let me call my butcher, get some ribs. I'll smoke them for you.
Right, right. That sounds cool.
That sounds cool. You want that guy at your party every time.
I agree.
I need to get on that.
So
I know a friend of mine has a butcher.
Has a butcher.
Yeah, he has a butcher.
What do you look for in a good butcher? You want a place that buys whole animals.
Oh, yeah. You want them to slaughter them in the back.
That way they can... Oh, it just became unappetizing. That way you can they control its freshness in a way that can't be done when things are bought vacuum sealed from a wholesaler. You want to find folks who can talk about where the meat came from and the farms that they have relationships with. So you can say, hey, you know, what was this cow's name when it was walking around?
What kind of good pork belly do you got back there?
Did this chicken, was it free range? Did it let it walk around in the front yard or was it in a cage?
Correct. I like that. I'm going to have to get a butcher on speed dial.
I've never done this, and I'm getting to the age where I think I might need a tailor.
Oh, a good tailor?
Yeah.
Make you a nice suit?
Because my clothes just kind of like hang on me. There's nothing really.
Have you ever been to a tailor before?
I don't think so. I mean, aside from just getting something fixed up.
You never actually had them make you a suit?
No, I've never done that. You know, where they draw all the lines and the X's and everything.
Yeah, I've never had them do that either. I mean, I've had them hem stuff. I've tried on a suit from the rack, and then they would fix it.
Right, right.
But I never had one tailored just for me.
Fit should always be your first consideration. The problem is that everyone's body size is different. And you want to go to those one of those really fancy tailors who even ask, which way do you hang? What's there's a code for that.
What? I've never heard anyone ask that
before.
No,
there's a term they say. They don't say which way do you hang.
Do you stride left or right?
It's just like, yeah, how do you...
There's a term. I think you went to a weird...
No. I don't know. I've never been to one, but there's some expression that tailors know when you say that they're at what they're wanting, what they want to know is...
Which way does it usually lean?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Because apparently it makes a difference.
How tight are the pants are you getting?
No, it's not. That's just it. I mean, I think I don't know what they do.
They put a little extra padding on one side?
I wish I could remember what that expression was. But
I think you're making this up. Okay. I guarantee you're making that up. There's no reputable tailor that's going to go, let's call some local tailors right now and say, what's your code for which way it leans? I think you're making that whole thing up.
Hang on. I don't even know how to look this up.
Yeah, there's no good way. There is no good way to look that up. Taylor slang, I guess?
Hang on. Oh, yeah. Do you dress on the right or on the left? That's it. That's what it is.
That's what they ask you?
That's what they ask you. Do you dress on the right or on the left?
I would be so confused by that question.
That's
a code?
Hi, you're on WMAY.
I was going to say, I think they say, which way do you dress?
Yeah. Which way do you dress or which side do you dress on is the... is the little
wink. a little nod and little
do
nudge.
Do I have to make a combination for stuff down here? Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah,
I'll have to be on the lookout if ever I get fitted for a suit again. Where they go, which way do you dress?
Right,
it depends on the day. So,
what's the temperature outside?
Exactly.
I'll answer you later. All right, we'll continue.
Is this a winter suit or a summer suit?
That's right. I knew there was something. See, I didn't make it up.
Learn something new every day on this show.
Yeah. Hey, which way do you dress? Wink.
Wink.
Sounds like something they stay at the station house.
Yeah.
I'm finding all kinds of message boards of people who have just gotten back from the tailor and they don't know why the tailor said, on which side do you dress, sir?
That would confuse me. Now I know, though. If I ever go to one, now I know what they mean.
Yes. And that's how you know you're at a good tailor.
I guess it is.
Taking everything into consideration. Everything into consideration.
A classy joint there.
It's Mike and Molson on News Talk 94.7. We are not a classy joint, but it is News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. And we are talking about things every man should have in his Rolodex.
And this is from Art of Manly?
Artofmanliness.com.
Okay.
The Art of Manliness.
Okay. And so far we got butcher, barber, tailor, accountant, and lawyer.
Yeah.
Correct.
Next on the list every man should have in the Rolodex is his own auto mechanic. Hard to find a good, reliable one.
Correct.
It's often a relationship that comes through the testing of multiple shops, but always make sure you've got...
I have some buddies who work on cars, and I usually go to them first, and then from there we go to where they suggest to go. So kind of I have one.
Now, this is an interesting one. I mean, I know they exist, but I don't know if I would know exactly where to go find one. A handyman.
Someone who can fix things?
Just a general old fix-it-up guy.
I got one. It's my father-in-law.
Yeah.
He fixes anything.
They say it's wise to stay away from the internet when searching for handyman in Insert City. You get a whole bunch of websites and contact info and rerouting. So it's one of the, it might be one of these things where you ask friends. Hey,
yeah.
you got a handyman?
You got a handy guy? Yeah, like I said.
Which side do you dress and do you have a handyman?
My father-in-law is... our handyman.
Okay.
He does a great job.
Can he just come over at the...
He's only 2.5 hours away, and he's retired. He's got nothing else going on.
All right.
So if we need projects, I have to wait till the weekend, or I can call him and he'll walk me through things. Like, I changed out a fuse and changed out the...
Light bulbs?
No. I know how to do that.
Light switch?
Yeah, light switch. Change all that out.
Spiritual mentor...
What?
Every man has occasions in his life when some moral guidance is needed, whether it's an opportunity for an unethical business deal. In Mike's case, getting an accountant,
he
finds unethical.
He cooking the books for me. I don't want that.
A growing desire to have an affair, a sneaking problem with drinking a little too much, or something less disquieting. You need somebody. I think what they're suggesting is somebody who's not who's not connected to you.
A sage?
Not a sage. A pastor, a priest, a spiritual mentor.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Somebody who just kind of can guide you down the right path.
That could be me. because I am a reverend in the Universal Life Church.
That's true.
So if you need someone, I can be that for you.
Next time I'm struggling with...
I can be your spiritual mentor.
...with any dalliances. If you're a religious person, the obvious advisor here is your pastor or priest. If you're not a religious person, you should still have someone who can serve as a kind of moral guide and compass in your life.
You're very much your own Jiminy Cricket.
Might be an ethics professor from college or even a church pastor who isn't trying to evangelize you, but just someone who can give you advice. A career mentor.
Okay.
Somebody who's given you advice in your career in the past that you just kind of, again...
I wish I had one of those.
Need to be. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't either.
And the last one on the list is a wizened neighbor.
A wizened neighbor.
Yes. Every neighborhood has one. The guy in the block who's been there the longest and seems to know just about everything that goes on. While it borders on sheriff-like, his knowledge of the neighborhood happenings is second to none. He could probably tell you what kind of tree is in your front yard because he was there when it planted. He'll scowl at rowdy kids, and he'll be there to give advice for any kind of question you might have about your premises or the area.
There you go.
So
I have those.
Apparently every neighborhood has a wizened neighbor.
I have plenty of those in my neighborhood, and it's not me. I guarantee that. I don't have a tree in my yard. Been there 8 years, don't have a tree in my yard.
You're on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
I was going to call in and make a guess of bail bondsman.
A bail bondsman.
Oh, yeah, you definitely need a good one of those.
Just in case. You're right about that. never thought about that.
You do need a good bail bondsman.
You do?
You do.
Okay.
I would say you need that more than a spiritual person.
Okay. It's very unlikely that I'm going to get into jail.
Well, just in case, you never know. Wrong time.
And the reason I'm not going to get in jail is because I've never done anything that requires a spiritual advisor. So the two kind of go hand in hand.
Or you don't have an accountant.
Well, I do have an accountant.
You do?
Yes.
Are they cooking the books for you?
They're not cooking the books. They're keeping my books in order so I don't end up in jail.
You
need a bail bondsman.
You have a bad accountant. If he's not cooking the books, then why are you paying him? That's the only reason you have an accountant.
I don't want my accountant to cook the books. I just want my accountant to keep the books straight.
Then you don't have a good accountant.
Because I can't do math.
You don't have a good accountant if he's not cooking the books.
That was math with an A.
I don't think Johnny has enough books to actually cook.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
we work in radio.
Well, if you had a good accountant, he may be able to have more books to cook.
You barely microwave our books.
You got yourself an accountant there, Jim?
Nah.
No, you don't have. You just plug in QuickBooks or something, and off you go. It longhand.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. I recommend an accountant.
My tax return's all in, just three digits or less anyway. So
I got you, yeah.
That's true.
And my guess is you're probably the neighborhood's wizened neighbor.
As a matter of fact, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
That's a sweet gum tree right there.
You're not getting any syrup out of
that. Get your balls off my lawn.
And my dog.
Yeah.